So we have been in the lines of leading of the Spirit, Holy Ghost meetings. How to know if you are full of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I don't know, the title looks quite long, but fine. How to know when you are full of the Holy Ghost. Or if you are full of the Holy Ghost. Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5. How to know you are full of the Holy Ghost. Verse 15. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. So the remedy to evil days is to use your time better. Wherefore be not unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Be not drunk with wine, that is in excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Don't be drunk with the natural. Again, the focus is not on the wine. The focus is on the two worlds. Don't be all physical. Don't let everything that is about you be natural. I've seen people use this verse and then your focus is just on wine. Paul said, don't be drunk with wine when it's necessary. And all that. The issue with Paul was not wine. The issue was that he was using something in the natural and he was contrasting it with the supernatural. And he's telling you, don't be drunk with wine. Be filled with the Spirit. And what he's telling you is that the supernatural for the believer is not optional. I'll say it again. The supernatural is not optional. Tongues, interpretation of tongues, prophecies, visions and revelations, seeing and knowing, word of wisdom, word of knowledge, the sending of Spirit, working of miracles, the gifts of healing, the gifts of faith, are not optional. That's what I'm telling you. The workings of God in your life. The workings of God in your life. The supernatural. Is not optional. Say it's not optional. Say bro. You don't have a choice. God wants you to be filled. Will you? Huh? God wants you to be filled. Will you? Huh? Will you? Will you?
Yes, sir.
Will you?
Yes, sir.
I remember the analogy I gave some years ago. I said, have you seen someone who's drunk with wine before? How many of you have seen a drunkard before? How many of you have been the drunkard before? Okay, no hands. It's fine, it's fine. We're in church. Everyone is a saint. Amen. You've been drunk before? Anyone? Don't, I didn't say raise your hand, bro, don't worry. I just have to get that in. Keep that in check. Alright. I know you and the wife, they drink a lot. Alright, so. The supernatural is not optional. And there's something about this day. We are in a different age and time. And it seems that, I said this some weeks ago, if you are not careful, you will not serve Jesus. If you're not careful, you overlook the entire Christian faith. And there's something trending now, and there's a particular church under the kosh, and everybody's saying, I'm a chosen. And now it's funny and all of that, but sometimes that's how sorted the devil can be. Amen. Sometimes that's how sorted the devil. I told you, what the devil is after is your conviction. What the devil wants to get from you is your belief. That's what he wants to get. And the moment he can arrest and seize that conviction where you no longer just believe in some things. Now, I know some of the things I've seen and read over the wall, but if I had the vest of that church right now, I would put it on. Because what the devil wants to do is to tell you that there's nothing miraculous. Amen. And he's doing it already. And so you say, I'm a chosen. This, no, I just have to mention none of that. This, while you are laughing, be sure your convictions in the supernatural are still intact. Be sure it's not sweeping in the way with crews. What's crews? With trends. Be careful. Faith is not anti-intellect. It's superior. It's not opposite of your intellect. It's just superior to it. And it's by faith we walk in the supernatural. So we're looking at how do I know I am filled with the Spirit? How do I know I am full of the Holy Ghost? Are there signs? Like I said, you must be careful that trends don't take away your belief. I'll say it again. What the devil is after is your conviction. I've seen people who ministered healing. Look up. I've seen people who ministered the gift of healing. They laid hands on the sick. In fact, there was this story of a young man who was in University of Ibadan then. He laid hands on a madman that usually is at UI gate. The madman got healed. And years later, he said there is nothing like the gift of healing. The same person. His friends asked him, did you plan that one? Because everybody, the madman had been there before he got admission. The man got well, was fed, now has a family. How did you do that? Now you say there's no Jesus. The man is an atheist now. He still has eternal life. Amen. He said there's no Jesus. There's not like the gift of healing. You have to bring that back. But you got that man healed. And it shows you how strong convictions can flip. How strong. Nathaniel said, can anything good come out of Nazareth? And the next statement is, you are the Son of God. Jesus told him, when you were under the tree, I saw you. He said, you are Christ, the one Moses spoke about. How soon can convictions flip? So you must watch. I can say again, the devil is after your conviction. That's the price. And so you must watch for trends. While you are doing all the I am a chosen and all of that, you must be careful of trends. That while you must not be caught mocking the supernatural. Oh, there are atrocious ones. I've laughed. Amen. Amen. I didn't say that I'm going to look for. See, which one made pastor laugh? But be careful. Be careful. While you are laughing at the supernatural, be careful that the devil is not stealing your convictions away about miracles. That's exactly the aim. You can read it. Amen. So we're looking at how to know that I'm full of the Holy Ghost. I don't even know where to start from now. So we must not build a God our size. The moment there's something God cannot do that is too big, you have built a God your own size. We said, Paul says, don't be drunk with wine, be full of the Spirit. And we said, that is talking about the natural and the supernatural. Everything about you must not be natural, logical. You say, you've got the wine, but don't be drunk. You've got your intellect. You've got a career. Don't be drunk with it. Don't be drunk with wine. Be full of the Spirit. And there are signs of one who is full of the Spirit. And now, I've read through the devotion now, by God's grace. I've actually finished everything. I don't know which date was this one, but I saw a particular date where it said, you don't know you're full until you overflow. Have we passed it or we have reached it? Okay. But you guys know the one I'm talking about. You know it. I saw your sign there. You don't know you are full, or you are never full until you overflow. That's exactly how to be full of the Spirit. Paul says, don't be drunk. Be full of the Spirit. So I'm full of the Spirit. So I'm full of the Holy Ghost. So the believer ought to always be full of the Holy Ghost. You're making decisions, you're full of the Holy Ghost. It's not only about your reasoning, your sharp mind. I see people take IQ tests. That doesn't take you anywhere. It doesn't even mean anything. It doesn't mean a thing. Let your IQ be 95,000. I think they say the average IQ is in the US is about 97 or something. Let your IQ be 85,000. It doesn't mean anything. The devil can still punish the person. You must make decisions by the Holy Ghost. We just concluded a teaching on leadings. Where I told you, God does not lead you in the way your brain goes. Moses says, stand still and know that he is God. God says, stand still for where? Go forward. How about that to know how God works? Stand still. Israel, stand still. You will know that he is God. And God said, no, I didn't ask you to stand still. Tell the children of Israel to move forward. That's how God leads us. Told Moses in Deuteronomy 8. He said, when you were hungry, I gave you manna. I didn't give you bread. So that you will know that man shall not live by bread. You expected bread, but I gave you manna. What is this? That's what manna means. It's an Hebrew word that means, what is this? God said, I gave you what you did not know. That's how he leads us sometimes. But how do you recognize such leadings? You've got to be full of the Holy Ghost. We have too many Christians who are not being influenced by the Spirit of God. They are rather drunk with wine. They are calculative, logical. There's nothing wrong about being logical. Like I said, faith is not anti-intellect. It's not anti-intelligence. No, it's just superior to it. By faith, we understand that the words were framed by the word of God. Look at that. By faith, we understand. I have faith, then I understand. So faith does not take away understanding. It just comes before it, sometimes. I don't know. My mind's quite full tonight. Amen? These days, these few days, my mind's quite full of a lot of things. I'm full of the Holy Ghost. Everything about me is not physical. Everything about me is not natural. I'm full of the Holy Ghost. I told you, I said, God trains us in the unseen. He trains us with the supernatural. From the resurrection, he said, I have to live. I don't want you to see me. I have to live. So that you can walk these things. He trains us in the unseen. Then he gave them prophecy. Then he gave them tongues. That's how he leads us. To be full of his Spirit. Full means to be influenced. Let the Holy Ghost wear you like a glove. You know, a glove does not have preconceived notions. A glove does not have a plan. But it fits. Amen. How am I teaching this? I have to use some Greek word. I'm not being allowed. Let the Holy Ghost put you on like a glove. A glove does not have a plan. That's how you must be walking with the leading of the Spirit. You are so full of the Holy Ghost that sometimes you surprise yourself. And you've already got it all mapped out. And God will say, nah, I've got something else. I was teaching somewhere and they already gave me the theme. It was on the island. They already gave me the theme and everything. And God said, nah. I was already on the stage, whatever you want to call it now, altar, whatever. And I knew I was going to see John 3. John 3. These guys wanted me to see Ezekiel. They had a theme. They had everything. I had my notes planned out already. Everything. I had pages. I have many things to say. And they can bear it. And so I said, turn the Bibles with me to John chapter 3. That will be our text for today. And the pastor said, the Holy Ghost must fit. He must be influenced. I recall when the Holy Ghost gave me an instruction. I had some teaching studio and he said, I must not take anybody. I didn't take anybody. I didn't even tell anybody. I was already back when I told Boshola that I went to preach somewhere. He said, Pastor, why did you not tell me? His influence over you must be greater than your influence over you. He must be the Lord. Do not be drunk with wine. Don't be full of yourself. Be full of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Learning something tonight? Come on, are we learning something tonight? So, we say, you're not full until it overflows. That means, what we call abundance is not what we have, it's what we can give away. It's not about what can be contained. True fullness is measured in overflow. It's measured in overflow. That's why he said, I am full of the Holy Ghost. We will start seeing something. We will start seeing something. And may you not live in the past. So there are believers who are still living off days, months ago, years ago. The laying of hands you got somewhere. Oh, Cap Meeting 2022. The teaching that time, the prayer you had that time. You're walking on reserve. That's not you. We ought to be full. And how do you stay full if you're overflowing? That means you still getting the supply. Come on. Oh, do you need canal illustration? Eh? You have a bowl. How does the bowl stay full if we say it has to keep overflowing? That means the supply does not stop. It must never stop. If you're living off past experiences, oh, that meeting where we prayed. Oh, that time pastor laid hands on me. Oh, that time I had a fast and I was listening to teachings and I was praying. Ah, oh, that time. You're not full. But what's God's instruction? He said, be full of the Spirit. Don't forget where it's from. He said, the days are evil. Redeem the time being full of the Spirit. Redeem the time being full of the Spirit. We must not be satisfied by what used to be. The fire must keep burning. What's God's instruction to the priest? The fire on the altar must never go out. God likes the fire, but you keep it burning. But I say, God likes the fire, but you keep it burning. So if the fire goes out, it's not about God's sovereignty, it's about the priest's neglect. God likes the fire, you keep it burning. We must be full of the Spirit. I have so many things to say in Genesis 28, but not today. Go to John chapter 1. Learn something. John chapter 1. I'm full of the Spirit. Full of the Holy Ghost. John chapter 1. Are you there? Verse 43. The following day, Jesus would go forth to Nazareth, to Galilee, and he finds Philip, and he said unto Philip, follow me. Now, Philip was of Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip finds Nathanael and said unto him, we have found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophet did wrote about, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. And Nathanael, I don't know why he chose Joseph, but it's okay. The question is this talking about Joseph, the carpenter, or the son of Jacob? And Nathanael said unto him, can there be any good thing that will come out of Nazareth? Philip said unto him, come and see. And Jesus said, saw Nathanael coming to him and said, behold an Israelite in whom there is no guile. Nathanael said unto him, how did you know me? Jesus answered and said, before Philip called you, when you were under the fig tree, I saw you. So, this is not tiptoeing. He saw by the Spirit. I can see by the Spirit. He wasn't following Philip. No. He said, I just saw you. He said, before Philip even met you, I saw you under the fig tree. My faculties are responding to the Holy Ghost. How do you know you're full? You overflow. Your faculties, your hearing, your seeing, your feeling. Like I said, there's such a thing as discerning spirit where you go to a place and you literally read the spiritual atmosphere. We are Christians. We ought to function by God's Spirit. Don't be drunk with wine. Be full of the Spirit. That's what he said. Again, the issue was not wine. The issue is contrasting the physical, the natural life, and the supernatural. He's saying, let everything about you not be physical, natural. You want to make a decision. You're already looking at, okay, economic forecast. You're looking at, so what will be the president of America? When the president of America will now determine the world economy, then globally, it means that social policies we take. Shut up. Shut up. I'm full of the Spirit. How can that be determining your direction? Say, if I graduate, once I graduate by 25, by 26, I'll do NYS. By 25, I'll do PhD. I'll do HIV. But everything about you is just so natural. There is nothing the Holy Ghost is doing. There is nothing the Holy Ghost is doing. No, I'm full of the Holy Ghost. He's the one that moves me. Oh my God. He's the one that moves me. Say, while you under the picture, I saw you. So, there is something in Christianity such as being influenced by God's Spirit. Being influenced by God's Spirit. Acts chapter 1. We are called to live in the supernatural. It's not optional. We are called to live in the supernatural. Jesus says that's a sign of the believer. Mark 16:15. He says, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Whosoever believes and is baptized is saved. Whosoever believes not is damned. In verse 17, he says, this sign shall follow them that believe. In my name, they will cast out devils. How about that? Do you cast out devils? Huh?
Yes, sir.
Or you have contract. You bargain with the devil. Huh? I told you before, in a bunkie. Said, there's no bargaining with the devil. Said, I don't bargain with the devil. I don't debate. We don't reach a negotiation. No. I cast out devils.
Cast out devils.
Dear brother of mine said, let the sleeping dog lie. Leave the devil. I said, devil is not a sleeping dog. You don't go for him, he comes for you. You don't know. You don't know. Oh, some people think the devil only comes for you. Oh, when there's no money. There's no money to buy things. Or sickness. No. What he's really after is your conviction. The sickness is to the end that you say God is wicked. The lack and the poverty is to push a man to the wall. So that the man can say, God is not good. God does not take care of his own. Is it not better I'm just facing the world? Is it not better I'm just living by in sin and know that I'm enjoying? That's exactly what the devil wants to do with poverty. He's not interested whether you have eaten or not. If being full with food will make you lose your conviction, he will do exactly that. Amen. But we are smart. By God's Spirit. We are smart. We discern times. And spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Acts 1. That's what I said we should open to. So said the supernatural is not optional. Paul says, he doesn't say, get church in Ephesus. Don't be drinking wine, but try sometimes to be full. Nah, he didn't say try. He said be full. It's an instruction. The same person that they cast out demons, speak in tongues, believe in Jesus, tells you, be full of the Spirit. It carries the same weight. The same weight. Acts chapter 1. So being full of the Spirit does something to you. It's not passive. It's active. Acts 1 verse 1. The former treatise have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began to do and to teach. Interesting. Of all Jesus began to do and to teach. Because in today's culture, we have people who teach and don't do. Amen? Are we together? We are in a very funny generation. Last year I was telling someone, very funny generation. Someone wanted the daughter to go and stay with a friend. And he sent the child with a dispatch. How do you send your own child? Jesus Christ! How do you send your own daughter with a dispatch rider? Like gift item. The same person will come online, put ring lights. You know, everybody has ring lights in this generation now. I think I'm the only one. Probably in Lagos, I don't have ring lights. Do you have? You don't have yet. Anything. Prophet has. You do? You have a podcast. You should have a ring light. He has a medical podcast. Political podcast. Whatever. Go and subscribe. Like, share, click the notification bell. Is that not how they say it? I want to have a podcast. I don't know how I'll do it. JT Media is my podcast, amen. Like, share, click the notification bell. People teach and they don't do. Life coach. You say, I'm a life coach. Life coach, you're 23 years old. Life coach, 24 years old. Life. What are you coaching about life? Your brain is not even fully developed. The human brain is fully developed at 25. How can you be a life coach at 24? What life have you lived? You just finished secondary school what day? Amen. Don't say, that's my brain never fully developed. Of course. Amen. That's how those love butterfly in your belly. Kill them. Amen. I feel butterfly. Badan. That's a medical condition. Butterfly is not meant to be in your belly. They are meant to be in the field. Hallelujah. People say and they don't do. But Luke was very careful to tell you about the ministry of Jesus. He said, the things he began to teach and to do. And what was it going to talk about?
He was going to talk about the kingdom of God. He taught them for 40 days. We are building towards Pentecost now. So after he rose from the dead, when Jesus rose from the dead, look up. 50 days after was Pentecost. I've taught this before. Right? Some people count as 49. Jesus spent 40 out of those 50 teaching them. That means they waited for 10 days. They had a prayer meeting of 10 days. Then suddenly the Holy Ghost spoke. So what he called suddenly was not sudden. Amen? Suddenly after 10 days. What was suddenly about that one? So Jesus taught them for 40 days. But hear what Luke is saying. He said, what he taught, he did. He didn't just tell you cast out demons. He cast out demons. We are not Christians by mouth. Glory! Glory! And when it's time to just lay hands on the sick. Oh, forget sick. Even yourself. You don't remember to tell yourself, no, I'm full of the Holy Ghost. The power of God is at work in my body. I am healed. I am fine right now. God's healing power is working in this body now. Does this keep your mind? Does this keep your mind to tell yourself, you know, there's no confusion in my life. I know exactly what to do. God orders my step. How about that? There's light on my path. There's light on my path. My life is not full of mistakes here and there. No, there's light on my path. The word of God, his voice, is a lamp unto my feet. Is a light unto my path. How about that? The things Jesus began to do and to teach. You do what you teach. The word of God must leave the pages of your notes. You must be filled with it. When your jotter is full and your life is not full of the Holy Ghost, there is a way it looks. It doesn't make for a good view, I'm full of the Holy Ghost. You see what we're talking about? I'm full of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Of all Jesus began to teach and to do, you have proud people teaching about humility. What exactly are you teaching? Nicodemus came to Jesus in John chapter 3. He said, I know you are a teacher from God. Rabbi. He said, Rabbi, I know you are a teacher from God. The next thing what he said was, no man can what? Do these miracles. So you teach and you do. You see, that doing is how the world knows you are full of the Holy Ghost. But guess what? You're not living for the world. You're living for God primarily. You must be full of the Holy Ghost. God wants to tell someone something. Be full of the Holy Ghost. There must be an outflowing. There must be an overflowing. There must be something that is seen and heard. The Christian faith is not theory. It's not academics. You know, there are people who can get first class. And then you just throw them. In school then. There are some people, if you write the exam. Say general surgery. Orthopedics. Woo! You have passed. Take them to the clinic. This is the patient. They are shaking. You know, the funny thing is that we had someone in our class then who wasn't the brightest academically in class. But every time he gets to the clinic, now he can be very funny because he can go over boundaries. But you see a certain boldness. I see him. I talk to him sometimes. You know him. You know what I'm talking about. But with my description, I'm very sure you also get it small. You know, he's not, even his spoken English is not there. Right? But, I was talking about him in my office. Someone came to visit me and said, you see this guy? Is he a patient? I said, I can't take the patient now. He said, no, he's a radiographer that will say this one. He said, move more. This one is dental people. He said, I know it. Open. He's so bold. And he said, what's wrong is actually so. Christian work is not theory. Umbadwa. Umbawe. Let me say it in English. You don't fast. You don't pray. You don't trust God for your needs. You don't trust God for healing. You are just coming to church and living every day like that. And you say you are full of the Holy Ghost. Where is it? I say you are born again. Where is it? Pray for yourself small. I'm not even halfway. Pray for yourself small. Oh, everything about me is not logical. It's not just intellectual. I walk in bold faith.
Amen. So Nicodemus told Jesus, you are a teacher. No one can do this except God is with him. So we must not just be intellectual Christians. Like I said, there's nothing wrong with being very intelligent. How do you put it like this? What's the word? I love intelligent people. Amen. Mashallah knows very well. So now I'm just going to say, what are you saying? Not him. So I have told some of you before. Why are you talking like this? Why are you this? I use a particular word. You are frozen. You say someone is frozen. Otutu. Otigon. I don't like people who cannot get sarcasm. Who cannot... Not that I don't like you. But I appreciate when you can get sarcasm. It's good to be intelligent. But that must not be everything about you. The devil doesn't respect your intelligence. And I said, faith is also not anti-intelligence. It's not anti-intellect. No. It's just superior to it. And you must live in that realm. In that realm. Because everything about you is not physical. Jesus says, these signs are the signs of the believer. And he didn't mention that they will be very brilliant. He just says they will cast out devils. And they will heal the sick. And they will speak with tongues. When you see that one, you know that God is at work. The church is not just academic. No. If I'm the one telling you this, you know I can be very academic. I can be, hey. We have board in this church, a white board. A marker. I can be very academic with scriptures. But that's not all to us. Amen. Amen. There are things to do. There are things that must be seen. Of all Jesus began to teach and to do. Acts 1:1. Amen. Amen. I'm full of the Holy Ghost. All my faculties yielding to the Holy Ghost. So in Acts 1, Jesus began to teach them. And you know, they had a lot of things to sort out. Don't forget, in John 21, just before that, Jesus asked Peter, do you love me? He said, I love you more than all of these ones. So there were some issues, really. Today's not the day to Devon, it's that one. And Jesus said, you love me more than all this. And Peter said, yes, you know. And then they were going to choose because the other guy flaked out. So they were going to choose someone to replace Judas, and then they could not just make a decision. They had to, some people voted for Matthias, some people voted for Barnabas. Huh? What is it? Why are you looking? Who did they vote for? Bathsheba. It is a Bathsheba. But all of that I lied to you. There were divisions. But today is not the day for that one. There were divisions. Here and there. So Jesus had to teach them for 40 days. And they didn't remember 40 days. They still waited for 10 days. Then in Acts 2 verse 1, in Acts 8, they were gathered together in one accord. That one accord is bet by prayer. Why do you think you mentioned one accord? They were in this disaccord before. Hallelujah. Oh, you never took note of that before. The one accord was because there was discord. And so Jesus taught them 40 days, and then for 10 days, they waited. In Acts 2 verse 1. You know the Bible's there? How to know you're full of the Holy Ghost. Is that what we are in? Okay. So when the day of the Pentecost was now fully come, they were all with one accord now. You know, it's better now. During the 40 days teaching, they were still, when will you restore the kingdom? Which kingdom? Who will be king among us? Who is the greatest here? They see all of those in their minds. But now, prayer changes things. 10 days of prayer meeting. The funny thing is that, the scripture records in John that, when Jesus rose from the dead, in Luke, when Jesus rose from the dead, he appeared to 500. Right? But by the time he goes to Acts 2, we saw 120. Not everybody can bear 10 days prayer. Amen. Amen. He told 500, wait for me. You'll be enduring power from on high. He taught after 10 days. Some moments later, 500 became 120. Hallelujah. That's why I always tell you, you know your real members in a prayer meeting. You want to know your real members. Prayer meeting. Hallelujah.
call for a prayer meeting. Those are the church members. That's why every prayer meeting I ask for the attendance. I don't care how many we are. I want to know every single person that came. There are people that run from prayer. 380 of them. Hallelujah. Alright. They were one accord in one place. And suddenly, again, I told you already, it's not sudden. They have been there for 10 days. It's not as sudden as it sounds. There came a sound from heaven as a mighty rushing wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And they applied unto them cloven tongues as of fire. And it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak. So we said, when someone is full of the Holy Ghost, you will see an action. It's not passive. So I'm so full of the Holy Ghost, that's why I'm quiet. No. If you are full of the Holy Ghost, something will be said. Something will be said. Something will be heard. Something will be felt. When a man is full of the Holy Ghost, there's an action to it. And they were all filled with the Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. I've got utterance. Oh, I've got utterance. I have things to say. So the work of the Holy Ghost is always obvious. You are not full until you're overflowing. The true measure of fullness is that there's an overflow. It's not about what is contained. It's about what it cannot contain anymore. That's when you know it's full. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Are we full tonight? Of the Holy Ghost? I don't have a Holy Ghost with you now. Are we full of the Holy Ghost?
Yes, sir.
You're sure?
Yes, sir.
You're sure?
Yes, sir.
So Paul says, there's something to us that's not just about what, there's something to us that meets the, than what meets the eye. If everything about the believer is in this container, you know your body is just a container. Amen. Oh, I'm going to teach some things at camp meeting. Hallelujah. My lips are itching. Amen. Hallelujah. If it's Ephesians 1, Abi. Is that not camp meeting? Camp is Ephesians 1. Believers meeting right now is John 3. And John 4. Okay. We'll try. I can change it to Joel. Genesis 1. There is no formula to it too. You know, if everything about you is just this container, just what you are taught in school, then you're not a believer. Jesus already told you that the Spirit of God is at work in you. And when a man is full of the Spirit, we said, there are things that will be seen. In this case, in Acts 2, there are things that were heard. They began to speak in tongues. How can you say you're full of the Holy Ghost and you kept mum? No! Everywhere in the Old Testament, when they say God is passing, they didn't say keep quiet. I don't know where we got that one from. God is here. God is here. Let everybody be quiet. It's not in the Bible. Nehemiah said, God is around. Let everybody make a joyful noise. He said, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. That's where it's coming from. Amen. It's the complete opposite. We think there's this piousness, there's this piety. You're full of the Holy Ghost. Something has to be done. Something has to be done. I remember as a younger believer, I was very young. I was a teenager. I had a friend. He's a year older, but he had been exposed to a lot of teachings before I was. In fact, we used to travel to Ilorin together, Grace Network. They call it Grace. I've forgotten. Proskinotis Network or something. It's been long. We used to laugh ourselves to Ilorin. When we get to the middle of the journey, so you that you were, you will go and sit down. We'll be saving for months just to go. Sometimes I will not tell my dad, see, we're already on the way. Amen. Just borrow phone. I don't have phone. You borrow phone. Pam, 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 pam. Ah, father, but let you see, see. Ah. What did they thank you? Ilewo. I said, you this boy. You this boy. Thank God. Amen. Here we are. It's all paying off. And one day we were around challenge.
just towards that fellow aside. So there was someone who begged for money with a daughter, very young, who about 17, 16, many, many years ago. And I don't have money. One I have, I want to go and use to play PS2. PS1, I can't remember which one. I can't know, I want to use to play PS. That money, nobody can collect that thing. God. We already have the match sets. You know this man that I have been making match from school? That today, let's see who will win. He's winning 11. I'll use Brazil, you use England. Nobody can collect that money. The leader of this remote is short to a team. So the woman came and said, hey, I wish you give me money. She showed the daughter. The daughter was sick. You could literally see it. And my friend said, we're on our way to play game. I said, let me pray for you. We just finished WAEC around that time. I've never thought, I used to preach. I've been preaching since I was 13. But I never thought I can just go and pray for someone. Years later, I realized that's exactly what it means to be full of the Holy Ghost. It's not about just preaching it. A believer standing at the junction. All eyes watch. So let me pray for you. Your daughter will be fine. We were 16. 15, thereabouts, safe. That's why I care 15, thereabouts. Said, let me pray for you. And he lay hands on the little girl. And he was speaking in tongues. And everybody was watching. Even me, that's the preacher. I was in my eyes like this. I used to print tract though. I was in like this. Amen, amen. Why are you ashamed? Are you actually full of the Holy Ghost or full of yourself? Are you actually full of the Holy Ghost or just full of natural? Is everything to you just intellect and intelligence? Something the devil can offer? Or you are full of the Spirit? I have told you this story before. I went for a prayer meeting. About 12 years ago. And I saw people praying. And they were holding the pillar of the church. You know, have you been to Orioke prayer before? My mom used to take me to Orioke prayer. Literally Orioke mountain. Literally mountain. Not the one that you have roof over here though. Literally rocks. Where all you have is handkerchief and bottle water that is already hot. And there's someone down that is sending granules that you can, all those granules that you will crack. That will be used to breakfast. You know the kind of prayer there, where people are slapping rock. Yeah! I said, "Gini, Jesus, you fool." So I went to that prayer meeting, and then someone was shaking. Ah! See people sweat. And I was doing, Rakodo Santalabaya. She's the other one. You know? You know that kind of tongues. You know tongues? Sembalaya. Woo! Sada, glory, glory. Woo! Glory, glory. Even demon is just rejoicing. You are dancing salsa. Glory! And I said, why are they praying like this? I said in my heart. And God corrected on this spot. Almost an audible voice. It's not audible. Almost an audible voice. It was that loud in my head. That the question you should be asking is not why they are praying like this. It's why you are not praying like that. Immediately, that pole come. That pole will regret that the beauty there that day. Anything. You must be full of the Holy Ghost. Let him wear you like a glove. Let him influence that which concerns you. Something is seen. How do I know I am full of the Holy Spirit? Something is seen in my life. There's an overflow of his decisions. There's an overflow of his character. There's an overflow of his leading. There's an overflow of his direction. You will see it. You will do it. There's nothing about being full of the Spirit that is hidden. It's not hidden.
God told Mary, you are going to have a child. Mary said, how? I don't know a man. Said, the Holy Ghost will overshadow you. The power of the Most High will come upon you. And Mary said, okay. Let it be unto me according to your word. First point, we don't see it. Second, we don't see it. Oh, you can't hide it. The work of the Holy Ghost will always bring forth Jesus. We always see Jesus. 9 months later, we saw Jesus. If you allow the Holy Ghost also overshadow you today, you will see Jesus. You will see Jesus in your life. You will see the results only Him can bring. Only the things only Him can do. Possibilities only possible by the power of God. That's what we now see in your life. But are you going to allow Him? Or you are just going to live on the realm of intellect and you know, don't allow the devil walk into your conviction room. No. Keep the door shut. Keep the door shut. Stay firm on the supernatural. Stay firm on the power of God. Stay firm. Stay firm. Stay firm. Stay firm. Let Him be your lead. Let Him be your eyes. Oh, Makiruko has here the fastest. Okay. You're going to allow the Holy Ghost actually take full control of your heart. Because I heard this one very clear. What the devil is doing is that he's making the anxious heart think that he's walking in wisdom. The one who lives in fear thinks he is walking by wisdom. But that's not God's plan. So the devil confuses intentions. How do I put it now? He's making the one who is bitter feel justified. We must keep our faith tight. We must keep our guard on. The scripture says, guard your heart. Proverbs 4. Guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it come all the issues of life. Not some. All the issues of life. You want to live? Guard your heart. Oh, I heard it clearly. He is making the fearful think that he's being wise. He's making the bitter and the proud think they are being just and being, you know, this is fair on me. And it can make disobedience sound like discernment. Where instructions are given, and then you outrightly just neglect them. It makes it sound like you are being discerning. It makes it sound like you are being smart. But watch your heart. Let the Holy Ghost do in you what He alone can do. Oh, that the children of God will surrender to His lead. That the sons of the Most High will allow the Holy Ghost take over. Let Him take over your faculties. Let Him take over your speech. Let Him take over your walk. Let Him take over your direction. Watch your heart. 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 Watch out for trends. I said that already earlier. I'm going to say it again. Watch out for trends. Oh, there's humor and all of that. Oh, I'm going to say it again. I'm a chosen. Watch out for trends. You're laughing. But what the devil is trying to steal is that belief in miracles. That belief in the supernatural. Someone gives a testimony. They say, oh, this happened. God just provided. Everybody is laughing. I've told you before, never mock a miracle. You don't know when you need one. I don't laugh at miracles. I don't laugh at interventions. No matter how ridiculous it is. You know, some of you here, but if you were there and they told you the sea
parted into two, will you have believed? If Moses came the next day and told you the sea became a dry ground and we walked, 2 million people walked and the sea waited, and when we were done, the sea came back together, would you have believed? Would you have believed if he told you that we didn't have restaurants, we didn't cook for 40 years and we ate every day? There was even a time we said we didn't want that one again, and the meat came already roasted. Would you have believed? Would you have believed if Joshua told you all we needed to do to bring down an entire city was to march? Would you have believed? Now tell me, would you have believed if Jesus told you, I fed 10,000 people, let's just say 5,000 men, without the women and children, I fed them with 5 loaves and 2 bread. Would you have believed? You would have laughed and said, I'm a chasing. Watch. Watch. I'm not justifying anybody. I'm not supporting any church. I'm just telling you, the devil is after your convictions. I have ministered to a hand that was not equal before. 2 hands. One was shorter than the other and it grew out. I have. Someone else tells you that, you say, I'm the one. Watch. Watch. I told you last year's retreat, the devil is out. And all he needs is people's hearts. Hearts and convictions. Hearts and beliefs. That's where God stays. That's where God stays. In your conviction. That's where he stays. And that's exactly the same throne the devil is going for. Your path will never be confused. Watch. Watch out. I'm speaking by God's Spirit. Watch out. Watch out. Watch how you hold the rod. The same rod of authority in Moses' hands is the serpent. Watch how you hold the rod. Watch where you hold the rod. Watch where you hold the rod. Oh my. We are in the river tonight. Watch where you hold the rod. Watch it. Watch it. That same rod is a serpent. Where you hold it matters. Where you stand in matters of the supernatural matters. Watch the people that are laughing are the people that are not full of the Holy Ghost. I've told you, nobody that prays mocks prayer. Nobody that works miracles mocks miracle. Where do you pitch your tent? Pray in tongues tonight. No, we are believers. That's exactly what we are. Believers. We believe in the supernatural. I believe the sea gave way. I believe the sea were part. I believe Israel walked on dry land. I believe Jericho came down. I believe Jesus walked on water. And he fed 5,000 with loaves and bread. And fishes. I believe. My conviction in the supernatural is the same. I'm not leaking. I'm overflowing. My source is constant. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. They spoke with other tongues. As the Spirit gave them utterance. They spoke with other tongues. As the Spirit gave them utterance. They spoke with other tongues. Tongues is a proof that we are filled. It's a proof that we are filled with God's Spirit. Oh, tonight we are filled. Oh, tonight we are filled. Oh, tonight we are filled. The full of the Spirit. Let your faculties begin to yield to the Holy Ghost. Your eyes to the Holy Ghost. Jesus said, why you are under the fig tree? Nathaniel, I saw you. I saw you. Oh, I'm yielding to God's Spirit. Oh, I'm yielding to God's Spirit. Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus. I'm not all about my brain. When you call me to walk on uncharted paths, when you call me out on the waters, I'll be there. Trusting you.